Okay.
Bishami says, "Ein molichin as hasula." One can't take a ladder. One can't take a ladder from. Can't pass a ladder from dovecot to dovecot. You know, these damn dovecots, places where they grew pigeons or doves up on stilts, and one cannot take the ladder from one to another. It's too much tircha. Actually, it's not the reason. Too much tircha. Let's say it's the reason. If it's leaning one way, you can lean it the other way. You can't move it physically. Is actually the first thing in the Masech, the Beisil is more Mekel. Shami says you can't take doves from the dovecot unless you wiggle the dovecot a little bit from before you have to begin, which is like designated the doves in it. Just stand there and say these are the ones I want to take. You don't have to actually do a physical deed to it. The son of Rabbi Chia the Great went out to the hinterlands. Shonle, so they asked him, "Sulam shalaliyah ma? What's the law? Can we?" It says according to Beis Hillel, you can move the ladder from a dovecot to a dovecot. What about the ladder of a second floor residence? It's a much heavier ladder. Can you move it or not? Amalon, they said, "Shari, it's mutter." Kataaso gabi avua. When he came back to his father. He said, "What happened to you? What news?" Amalei, he said, "I permitted them to move the ladder of an aliyah, meaning of a second floor resident." Va'akim tani kumei. So Rabbi Chia wanted to show that his son had made a mistake. He took a tana, and what did the tana say? The Tana, he told him over the Brisa. What can you move a ladder of a dovecot? But a ladder of a second floor is also. What's the difference between the ladder of a dovecot and the ladder of a second floor? I'm Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. It's interesting language. I'm going to learn it the way the Pnei Moshe learns it. It says, "A sulam shel shovach, a ladder which is made for dovecot, im osu melachto meso. If you do work on a weekday with it, kechushimem, it weakens the ladder. In other words, it's such a light and rickety ladder, you can't use it for weekday work. So therefore, it doesn't look like uvta dechol to move the ladder on chai yontif, because anyway on a weekday you don't move the ladder and use it for work. However, sulam shaliyah yahu asos miulachtam meyasmo. Sulam shaliyah, he can do work on a weekday with it, and therefore to move it around on yontif looks like uvta dechol. Looks like you're doing, preparing to work with it, and therefore it's forbidden. Okay." Rabbi Yosi bar Burias, everyone said, "Sulam shel shovach yochol." It's possible. Now here's a typo, right? It should be eno yochol, I guess. I circled the wrong word. Sulam shel shovach eno yochol lamod. Why did I do that? Yeah, it should be. It shouldn't be yochol. It should be eno yochol lamod, right? Sulam shel yochol. You can't find it for a long time. Same idea, because it's too rickety, right? The last is malachto. Sulam shel shaliyah. When it's yochol, this one you just take out. Sulam shaliyah yochol lamod olav last malachto. Therefore, it looks like you're doing malach, and that's why you're not allowed to move it. What about what's the halacha? What's the halacha of sulam shel shovach, a dovecot ladder, shuoyla baliyah, which you use to get to the second floor? Can you move it on yontif? Sulam shel aliyah shuoyla bo la shovach what's halacha of a vice versa of a sulam shalia, second ladder for second floor, which is sturdier, but he only uses it for a dovecot. The Yerushalmi never comes to a conclusion about that. Or what's the law of mix and match ladders? You have to move them a little bit. I got a problem. This is contrary to Beishamai. These Tinyatama we learned over there, but Omar Abelezer said, this person can stand on the Mukhtar. Remember, he can look at his drying figs and drying grapes. Erev Shabbos b'shvitz, Erev Shabbos during Shmita. Only during Shmita, the Korban Eidah says, so during Shmita he doesn't have to meister it. Oh yeah, because Shmita has no meisters. So all he has to do is designate. So he can stand opposite his mukta and v'ayme, he says, mikan ani yoichel l'malcha, from here I'm going to eat tomorrow. So we see they only need verbal designation. You don't need actual physical designation, you don't have to wiggle it. Rabbi Elazar lav shabutiu. Ah, Rabbi Elazar from Beis Shammai. Here we see a contradiction. Rabbi Elazar here, who's from Beis Shammai, says you don't have to actually do anything physical to it. All you have to do is just designate it verbally. So how come Beis Shammai in our mission says you have to actually do something physical to the dovecot? So says the Gemara.
So says Mar Chaimer who bedover sheish beruachaim. No, I misunderstand. By shovach, since this thing is stuff is alive, right? The doves are alive. You have to be more machmir. You have to actually shake them a little bit. By case of the stuff in the mukzer, so it ain't going anywhere. There's no chashash, it might fly away or anything like that. So therefore, if there's verbal designation here, you have to actually develop a relationship, so to speak, with your bird. In other words, designate it physically in order to overcome the fact that it can flee at a moment's notice.
Okay, Bisulomim, now Bisulomim, Omeid v'Omer, Zevizah, you know, so they only need verbal declaration. Again, Mechalfa Shitasi the Rabbanat. The contradiction Rabbanat, the time we learned over there, the Chachorim Yechoim say, Acha Yershob, the Yom Army Khan Vatkan. You gotta make a mark. When you wanna take, something on Yontif, you have to designate it from before, and you have to make a mark, right? Have to actually make a note from before Shabbos and say I'm going to take from here until here. V'hacha, you know what I mean? Achein, and here all you see that they require is just that you do verbal designations and a contradiction. V'od, and furthermore, inun is lahon chomer u'bedavi sheyesh b'ruachayim. We just got through saying that you have to be more machmir than something which is alive. So he certainly should need to have not just verbal designation, but physical or material choosing, right? So says Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Boon, Rabbi Yasi Boon said, "Who bedava sheish?" I went back line, sorry. Amar Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Boon, Levi. That's Levi is called usually in the Bavli is called just plain Levi, but in the Yerushalmi is usually called Rabbi Levi. But it just says Levi plain. I guess you have to put in the Rabbi. Levi makish al shavacha. Hitaka would not wiggle the entire dovecot, but he would knock on it. And that's what Beis Shammai requires you to. You have strength to knock for him, and he says, Yizkeli shavachi lemachar. Let me use the dovecot tomorrow. Okay. Well, we can finish the two blocks tonight pretty quickly. What? A short block. I didn't realize the one block would go that fast, but I'm happy this time knocks me out. I didn't say shir this afternoon. It's, usually I say shir every afternoon, Marcus, but no caffeine, no shir. Okay, Zeman Shkoyer Matzalavani. What? No, just tired. Zeman Shkoyer Matzalavani. He designated. Here it gets a little bit more complicated. You designated black doves and you found white doves. Okay, so obviously not the doves you designated, right? Zimen Shnaim, you designated two, Motor Shlosh, you found three. Asurim. They're forbidden, because they're the ones you designated, right? Shlosh Motor Shnaim, what if you designated three and found two? Mutari, they're permitted, right? Because they say the two you found there, the ones that are true there. Besorah can wave the designated ones within the Dovkot, and Matzalif Nekai found in front of the front Dovkot, Asurim. They're forbidden. Because we say they're not the same ones. The main Shamelahim, there are no other ones in the vicinity, and the Gemara is going to discuss what that means. Harel and Mutarim, they are permitted under those circumstances. Masisa de Rebbe, our mission is going like Rebbe. Our mission says if you designate three and found two, then it's okay, you can take those two, that's like Rebbe. How so? The Tani will learn, Masai Mumatsamana, you designated $200 and for Meister Shani and locked it up somewhere, put it into a room somewhere. And then you only found $100 left over when you came into the room next time. Shemona Munachumana Mutal, Divya Rebbe. Rebbe says, you have only $100 left, that $100 is Meister Shani. And you start with $200 Meister Shani, somehow absentmindedly use the first Meister Shani. This is the second Meister Shani. Okay? In other words, you used half of it, but you left half of it. Okay? That's Rebbe Shita. So to you, if you found the designated three and you left two, and you found two, so you see these two are part of the three. Right? The Chachoy Mosin. However, the Chachoy Mamim Chulin. Chachoy say that whatever you find is Chulin. Don't say, I left 200 and found 100, it's just 100 missing. No! The 100 is not the 200 which is there to begin with, so therefore must be another 100. So therefore, it's not Meister Shani money at all. It's Chulin money. Because it must have been switched. Okay? Time that you learned over there, I'm leaving. No! So he says to his kid, Meister Shani Bezavisu, I have, go to that room, I have Meister Shani money in a certain corner. Umatza Bezavisu, and the kid goes to the room and finds another corner of the house. Hareilu Chulin, Rabbanu are consistent. They say they're Chulin. Because if it was the same money, would have found the same corner. It must be that it's a different money. Meister Shane, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem, Rabbi Yaakov said, the Rabbi, that Rabbi is the one who would argue here, Rabbi would argue, and he would say, that the Tani Masai Matzah Mona, Mona Munach Mona Mutzah, if you contract for 200 pounds, 100, so they say that you only have 100 and the expenses with the other 100, Dive. One second, I lost my train of thought. The Rebbe. The time assignment to Mana Munach Mana Muto. One second. I better start from here again, because. If you have 200, then you find only 100 left. Then I say, the one just there was always there, and that's the Meister Shani money. The one just taken is taken away. Divrei Rebbe, Chachorim and Chulin, the Chulin, they say it's all Chulin. Why is it all Chulin? Because, he would have taken the whole thing. Now, if any good Renegade says, even Rabbanu would agree in this case. Why Shania Begozolim Shadar Komifroch? Gozolim are different. Chicks are different, or doves are different, because they're going to fly away. So therefore, everybody's going to agree, actually, the Chumrah, I think, I call correctly. It's going to be to be Machmir, because the Gozolos would fly away, so therefore these might be fresh Gozolos altogether. Was bringing this case. pretty well till now, right? I can't read it. It's very hard to read Rashi upside down.
Oh, okay. This ratio is not... the ratios I say that the kid found in another corner, Hare Elu Chulin, that's Chulin, that is, cannot be going like Rebbe. For sure not, because going to Rebbe, I say, whatever is there, Mistama was... it's somehow related to what was there to begin with. Rather, the ratio, the sefer, the Mishnah is brought down by the Korban Eidah here. He says, why did you bring down that sort of sefer? Yeah. No, not there. That safe was going like Rebbe. But it says, not this case with the kid who found the different corner, because according to Rebbe, that should also be Meiser. We're talking about the case which we were talking about previously. You left 200, found 100. And according to Rebbe, it's Meiser. Because I assume that the manamunach manamutzah, they took 100, left you 100, right? Now, there's the Gemara. Chazavarma, they didn't want to say, even everybody agrees. You know why? Shanya bikozolim shadarkali froch. The Rabbanan always only said that which is left behind is not Meiser, is not what which originally was, is only by birds, because it could have flown away and these could be others. And the reason why we're chashish is because you left three and found two. Right? As opposed to a case of money. There, even Rabbanu would agree that if the money was stolen, the guy would have stolen all $200. So it must be the guy forgot that he had Meister Shading when he's sitting there, and he was part of it, and therefore he said he'd get the $200. So again, the bottom line is that By birds or butter machman, they say they're not necessarily the same birds, because birds fly away and birds come back, right? But by money, when I left 200 and then found 100, I say the 100 which is left is a remnant of whatever the first money is, because if it was stolen and switched, then they would have done the whole thing. They wouldn't have just left, taken 100, left 100. Okay? Says the Gemara. I got a problem with this. V'tov Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shol said, I got a problem. Who he said? Rav Tachlifa Bar Shol said, Hu Adover Gozolim, Hu Adover Bepeitzim. That even by eggs, I say, even though eggs are immobile, I say these are different eggs. It says, Mara, Hevei. The Rebbe, he must be Take, that the Mishnah which says that we only look at as part of what was originally there is like Rebbe, because like Rabbanan, I should at least buy eggs, say that they're different eggs, right? Okay, I'm sorry, I should at least buy eggs. If Rabbanan don't argue across the board, if they agree by money, they should also agree by eggs. Because by eggs also, nothing flies away. So if they argue by eggs, it must be they argue by money. I must say that no matter what, we always have to assume that this is something else than you originally started out with. Okay? Says the Gemara further.
Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said another difference. Tamon Avivinyach Ubno Motza. Now, this is vague, what exactly this means. I think what it means like this. Over there, the truth is we'll be going like everybody. We will draw a distinction between the our case and the case over there. There, the father left and the kid found, right? So therefore, since the father left and the kid found, we assume the father forgot that he left Meiser Sheni money there and he changed it around. So therefore, we assume it's all Meiser Sheni money. Assume it's all my Sushani money. However, over here, even Rebbe might concede. I don't look at them as being the same birds. Why is that? But here, who ain't who Matzah? He doesn't recognize them, right? So if he doesn't recognize them, even Rebbe should agree that they're not valid, right? Bar Kohen Omar, Kumi Rabbi Yasa, B'Shem Rabbi Acha, Hore Rabbi Bo Bar Zavta, or Rabbi Bo Bar Zavta Paskin, B'Meiser Sheni Kodoh the Rabbi. The B'Meiser Sheni, we say like Rabbi, in other words, that whatever is left is part and parcel, a smaller amount, but part and parcel of the original package deal, whatever the status of that was. I'm Rabbi Yudon. Rabbi Yudon said, Hodoh the At Omar. Now this is very difficult. I'm going to learn like the Gra, even though nobody else learns like the Gra, only the Gra. So the Gra says that which we had an issue, whether it is our case like Rabbanon or like Rebbe, right? They're actually discussing that. That's only if you have two kinim, if you have two groups of birds. If I found three and I found two. So I assume it's from the group of birds which I designated. Rabbanan said maybe it came from the other group of birds. Right? Because another group of birds are nearby, right? Sorry. If there's only one group there, lo bedoh, that's obviously good because then it's only coming from that group. Says the Gemara Botina, then we learn. Actually, this is a, I'm going to learn this again like a proof. But then we learn imeinchem elohein harelu mutarim. Our Mishnah says that. Our Mishnah says there's only those birds there. They're mutars, so it's obvious. Now it says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Abu. What did I take out here? Yeah, this is the manuscript, the lighted manuscript, and the Shinu Nisqos take out these words. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Rabu. And the Gemara says, B'sha'ein Shom, well, you can put them in, they're not so germane. But the bottom line is, B'sha'ein Shom Ela Goizel Echa Bilvad. You know what? Our Mishnah might not be make of this only one group. Maybe it's only make of this one bird. Because if you find three, if you left three and find two, so okay, you could say, well, it's from the group. But then again, you could say that maybe the ones I left flew away. This is another group, right? So he says it's only mutter ella begoizel echa bivad, only if there's one chick. Now, one dove there. Now, why if there's one dove, is it okay? So obviously, it's good. The question only arises if I left three and found two. I left two and found one. It's where he left one. The Ksav Yad Leiden takes out the next word. Did I skip anything? Okay, I don't think so either. So it's only mutter where you have one. Now the thing is, with a little bit of difficulty is that the main shem Elohein b'haim harelu mutarim. It sounds like haim is a plural, right? So I think I can't prove this to you, but I have a hunch that haim. We know that the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, suppose it says haim yiras Hashem levada chachma. And the Gemara there says that Hain in Greek means one.
Hainu.
Hain, Hainu. Now, bear in mind, see, it said Haim in the Mishnah, but the Gemara changes it to Haim, right? So I was thinking maybe that's what the Gemara is saying, that when it says Haim, Ein Shem Ela Haim, Arele Mutar, and the Gemara is going back to the Mishnah saying the reason why it's Mutar is only if you have one, right? Problem is it says Mutarim, which sounds like a plural. But that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah. The Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying that b'she'en shem el goizel harel mutarim is b'she'en shem el goizel chabilvat. So if there's one bird, because then of course the numbers don't change, and that's permissible. All right. Shmuel says the Gemara. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says hamel. Now this has nothing to do with our Gemara. It has to do with the next Mishnah. Hamlachim es atrisim. Somebody puts back. The security gates on a store on Shabbos. So they actually have to take them off and put them back. They didn't have roll-up gates in the old days. It comes as a shock to somebody who grew up in the Lower East Side, right? But they didn't have roll-down gates. You know, you really notice that they're much more in New York than you do in Chicago. But Yeah. So they didn't have roll gates, but they had gates. And sometimes, no, they'd actually take them off. They physically remove them from the door and put it back on. So to put them back on, he says, Shmuel says, I'm lachim and satrisim b'yontiv. You put back on the gate, on yontiv security gate, chai mishum b'yonim. You actually chai because of b'yonim, because you're constructing. The kasha, I have a kasha. Of that magnitude, which you didn't have Shabbos, you'd be Chayav Chatos, right? Because it's actually a Malacha, right? Yet nevertheless, Beisil allows you to put them back, not just to take them off. It says on Yotzev, the next Mishnah, we're going to say you're allowed to take it off, and this really is all going in the next Mishnah. I'll take them off with covered shot, covered yontif to get out store for the store. But I can put them back. On Shabbos, you'd be chayav chatas for it. On yontif, it's at least a lot. How can you permit it? So Rabbi Chinah b'shem Rabbi Yechon said, "Hitiru soifa mibnei t'chiloso." It's interesting how loch. He said, you're allowed to put them back because you're allowed to take them off. It's kind of like Kisui Adam. Remember he said yesterday, can be matir Kisui Adam. Because he wants you to start the Shechita, you do the Kisudam as well. So it's the same thing. The Riz She'im O'imer At Lo Shlo Yavsi, you tell him not to take him off. Afu in a Posech, he's not going to open his store on Yom. So he's like, don't open your store on Yom. What do you have to open your store on Yom for, right? No, Afu Mimayit B'Simchas Yom. The reason why we need the store open is because Simchas Yom, and we need to get started in the store on Yom, right? So every need to open. So what he's saying is interesting. He's saying, we let you put it back, even though it could be a chai, it's really nisad d'oraisa, because that's ochel nefesh. Simchas yontif. Hi, it's after the fact. Yes, but you wouldn't do it before the fact. You wouldn't open your store unless you could make sure to secure it again and close it. So therefore, it's all part of the mitzvah of ochel nefesh, right? Rabbi Yachar gives a different answer. He says, you make a shini when you put it back. You don't do it the full way. Machzir, you can put it back, you can put it back the full and complete way. That which you allowed you to take the security gate, put the security back and put the gate back on. That's only exchange on Pesach Elohu. Doesn't say Elohu there, right? Just says exchange on Pesach. When there's only one, when there's no other opening. Aviation Pesach is the other opening without security gate. Mishtamish Derech Pesach. You have to go through the other opening. Okay? Boy, I better stall because we're almost finished. This is unheard of. B'sham remain no tlim es ha'alila katev alav basar. An ali is kind of like the pestle, and a mortar and pestle. So it's a thick wooden thing. And normally you don't use it for any other purpose. It's like muktamach maschess on kis, something which is very special for what it's done. So normally you wouldn't use it to cut meat as a cutting board, right? So Beisharmi ain't only misali katzal basar, but still material still say so. It says it's okay. For ochel nefesh ramati, even the muktzah of moving around something which is normally not moved on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Beisharmi ain't only misali lifnei ha drisa. You're not allowed to put a piece of hide in out in order to be stepped on, in order to work it on Yontif. Below Yagbi Henu, and the truth is you shouldn't even carry it, because it's Muktzah. Once you've skin, once you've shed the animal, which is Muktzah, you shouldn't carry the hide, which is Muktzah. Only can issue a boss unless it's got a boss here that says like gazayis of meat on it. But still, my parents say still says mutter. B'shamay Omer Ein Misalkin as a tree. And here's what we just learned. Now let's remove the gates from front of your house. Your store beyond them. But still, my parents have plaster. But still says you'll have to even put them back. Says the Gemara, Pasha lo lekatev lo abotar osur. It sounds like the only reason you'll have to move this pestle is in order to cut meat on it. Otherwise, you weren't allowed to move, wouldn't be allowed to meet it, move it. That's Rav Chaim B'Shem Rav. That's the name of Rav. Rav Chaim is always saying, now to move a keli on Shabbos, unless you have a need for it. He's super machmir. He says you can't pick a fork off the table unless you need it. So Rav Chaim don't go that far, but they do concede the Rav Chaim. They concede him b'zayra. Uve mezura, uve buchna. One of these things, bezaira do otarbe. Bezaira is part and parcel of the apparatus which you press olives with. Uve mezura is the do chavet pesay, which you beat like grain or something like that with. Uve buchna do kasas pesay, which you crush things with. So in those three things, they're moita that you don't move them unless it's a tzorach. Why is that? Because since they're so heavy and precious, and they're designated for what they do, so they have the mukta machlechetz, which don't move it except for very, very important things. And here, also, you wouldn't move it at all unless you needed actually to cut your meat on it. Okay? It says more further.
Put the level high on the ground for people to walk on. Shabbat, everybody agrees, Shalai Gad Gardeni.
You can't take the hair off the hide on Shabbos, because that's an Amish working the hide, right?
Ma Anan Kayohami. What are we talking about? Im b'mechubar lo, when we say you're allowed to carry it only if it has flesh attached. If the flesh is connected, obviously still.
Im b'mechubar lo, ki gufo. It's like parts of the body. So of course you're allowed to carry the hide.
Gufo.
Im b'parashu. In parish, if it's separate already, in other words, the hide and the skin, the meat are separate. Hadai, the Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Chinana, isn't that what Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Chinana said? Chinana Kar Tachio. Maybe it's a bald one, I don't know. Bishem Rabbi Yaakov, the name Rabbi Yaakov. If you have a wall full of money, you put it in a piece of bread and without the lentil. Right? You can carry it. So here too, it's the same idea. In other words, you put a piece of flesh on top of the hide, even though it's not connected anymore, you can carry the hide. The same like the piece of bread over there, which you put on top of the wall. So is that the same? It sounds like we're doing the same thing over here. And this must be similar to that urn. It's an urn for hot water. Nafles a Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shubsa, which fell on Rabbi Yirmiyah shabsa on Shabbos. Ve'shvuhush ve'heshmon olai allowed. They put on it a piece of bread. Doesn't say what, but they put something on it, meaning a piece of bread. Ve'rimine, and they picked it up. So we see that it must be that you put a piece of bread on something, then you can pick it up. And same thing with our Mishnah. That the reason why they can, you can, not with our Mishnah, with the hide. That the reason why you can pick it up is because you just that doesn't need the flesh attached to the hide. You even just put a piece of flesh on it. So there's more, no. Lo shalach Rabbi Yoshua, not lo is Rabbi Yoshua, that you need a piece, that the piece of bread is essential. Ella begin Rabbi Yirmiyah, and that, well, I said that wrong. It's not that the piece of bread is what allows you to carry the urn off. No, the piece of bread doesn't have that kind of ramification. Rather, as we say here, Ella begin Rabbi Yirmiyah the lo yisakin. The reason why they took off the urn is because urns are hot. And if urns are hot, they can burn. Right? So therefore they took it off, not because they didn't. It's possible that the piece of bread, I'm revising what I said again. It's possible the piece of bread doesn't help. The only reason why they use the piece of bread eights over here is because of the danger involved. Once you have to take it off anyway, you might as well do it in the most possible mutter way. Shavin shalol yim lechenu. Everybody who's a can of salt behind, because again, that works then. Tani avu molech ola bosom. But you know what you can do? You can pull a ruse, lose a loophole. You can salt meat on top of the hide, which is mutter on yotz. I mean, male the hide gets salt, right? Litzli, chavrai v'shem. Oh, I'm sorry. Molech lo basal litzli. You salt on it, meat for which is going to roast, which doesn't require as high salt content as any other meat. Chavrai v'shem rav. Rabbi Hashem Rav said, "Molechu Adam, a person can solve davar meruba, a lot of stuff on Shogi Yontif. Abish Eino Yocho Locho Mimenu, even though El Darmuad, even though you can only eat a little bit of it. So there's another loophole one can use. One can solve the whole bunch, even though one only needs another part, because maybe one will need the other part." Yaakov Hashem Rav said, Molech umarim. You can do salting and use another loophole. Molech umarim, molech umarim. What does it mean? Molechocha, molechocha, you salt here, you salt there, adu molech kli, until you salt the whole thing. What does that mean? That means that usually when you salt, you only salt what you need. But you could say, oh, I'm salting this. I don't like this, let me salt something else. I don't like that, let me salt something else. That's called haroma. It's not that you could have salted what he wanted first, right? But here he's salting all of them just by going one by one, and that's permissible to do. So Chachamim set up the rules, what he can't do, but then they gave you all sorts of interesting loopholes, which makes the base a little bit complex. But Shami says, Emotimus on cotton, the law is a lulav, you can't take a cotton, nor lulav lo sevtor nor sevtor shusarabim on yontav veisil materin. They hold it's not mutter shlo tzorach veisil is materin. Says Mara Gadol Asur. Wait a minute. Sounds like Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to take out an adult, right? No, I'm sorry, Beisil, right? Beisil says you're allowed to take out a child, right? What about an adult? Sounds like adult is Asur, right? So Rabbi Shmuel Breid Rabbi Yese, Rabbun Omar Afilu Gadol Mutter, even an adult is Mutter, right? V'lai Damila Atina Katan. Why is our mission talking about a child? Even the Kocham Meshabei Shammai, even it's going to tell you the Kocham Meshabei Shammai Adhechon Hein Machmirin. It's in order to tell us how Machmir does it, even by a kid. They don't let you get away with it. In other words, I might say by a kid, they let you get away with carrying. They don't let you get away with that. Shmuel. Mikan. Mayor Saras, I forgot. I mean, Shmuel can carry stuff, I guess, children. You carry from neighbor to neighbor in the city. Right, even though there's no error. Om Rabbi Zir, Kum Rabbi Yossi, Nomar Dahava Istinus. Maybe it's not because you're allowed to carry, or maybe because he was an Istinus. He was very sensitive. What is he sensitive about? What? Anyway, I was wrong. Shmuel they carried. Not Shmuel carried a kid. Shmuel was carried. Shmuel Mitan, he was carried Meris Leris. So he can carry even an adult, right? Like we said, Amizir Kumi Rabbi Yossi Nemar Da'avisis. Maybe it was because he was not so well, because he was unhealthy. Right, istis means loose sensitive, but here it means unhealthy. Amrei bari avo, he was healthy. So we see a lot to carry an adult. Bari avo minayim minon, he was healthy as me and you. And nevertheless, he didn't walk, we see a lot to carry an adult. Tayeshuav rabbi oimer, avonim sheyu, this is Shagarata. Avonim sheyu shavno aleim binarusenu, stones we sat upon in our youth, even though they were very cold, when we were young, they wouldn't bother us. Also, imanu milchama. They made with us a war, bezikun sein old age. In other words, now we can't take the cold anymore. Rabbi Yehuda mefaki lechavrayim. Rabbi Yehuda said to the chavrayim, lo teisvud lechon, do not sit al mastovtaya bas brisa. Means the outer chairs, the sidra and the barula in the base menish barula, the inun stina because they're cold, and cold stones are bad for you. Rav mafkul tamidei, Rav said to the students, lo teisu, do not sit lechon al tavla brisa, on the old outer tablets, again, same idea, the sidra, the asi, the inun stina because they're very cold. Rabbi Abba, Abba Nochas Misre. Rabbi Abba went down to swim, behind in Yumsin, in the baths, the Tveria. Abba Mistamech al train Gugutu Guchi. And he was leaning on two midgets. He was using them like crutches. He brings down, the one of the people on the side brings down that, they were, it says Shnei Gusia over here. It means two goths. G-O-T-H-S. Goths. You know, it's Gothic.
Style.
Yeah, it? But it comes from Germany. They were called the Goths. The Visigoths. Those are the German barbarians. So they had two barbarians who were supporting him. Okay?
Siren, they kept on slipping out. Either the midgets or the barbarians. The Zakfi.
So he picked them up.
Siren, the Zakfi. They said,
if you're so strong you could pick us up when we slip, why do you need us here to help you out? So he said, Shimati koichi leziknusi, I'm preserving my strength for my old age. In other words, he had a shita that if I expend all my strength now, I won't have any left for my old age.
Rely on them, because he said, I got to preserve my strength till I'm an old man, so I have strength for my old man.
Where am I now? I didn't prepare this.
Okay, I think it's a record for a 22 blind Yerushalmi.
What? I should do it upside down. That's right. I stayed awake and I did it quickly. It's pretty impressed. Okay.